And welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We begin our program with this week's Moment in Sound. You can head to the Icon Lounge in Sioux Falls tonight for the Four Winds Festival. The Tinderbox, among other groups, play live. Joining me in the studio now is one of the members of the Tinderbox, Chad Conrad. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hello. Thanks for having me, Lori. It's really fun.
Let's tie. I was looking, on Facebook and places at some of the different music you've done. You work with the White Wall Sessions, audio engineering. I work with a lot of local musicians and musicians from all over the country. What's your sort of musical heritage? Go back to when you were growing up. What were you listening to that got you started in wanting to make music?
That's actually a very interesting question, because that's something that my family always asks too. I've always had like an affinity with music for some reason. I don't know what it is. When I would listen to music as a kid, because my mom loved to play music, I would pick apart songs when I was like 6 years old, is what she was telling me. She would be like, I would point out a background part of a song, like maybe a string section or something. And she'd be like, I never noticed that before. I would say like I grew fond of music through listening to bands like Simon and Garfunkel and stuff like 60s folk is what my mom really liked to listen to. Otherwise, 90s country, I suppose, is what I was listening to on the farm, too. But I'm not sure how much that influences me.
Where are you from?
I grew up in Parkston, South Dakota, okay. On a farm just right outside of there.
What does your mom have? CDs, radio, cassette tapes, LPs? What's
everything?
Everything.
Actually, yeah. I went ahead and back in the day, I found one of her foreign ones. It was a cassette, 8-track, AM/FM, and vinyl. So then what I did was went around to all of our houses on the farm and found everybody's, like my aunt and uncle's vinyls, you know, my grandparents' vinyls. And then I made my own collection out of that when I was probably about 13 or 14. Really? And then I just sat in my room and listened to them. And then they had this little mic input. So then I would take it and plug it in and sing along with the records too in my for better or worse.
You know, your mom gave you time to do that too. Mm-hmm. You had time to sort of be bored and figure out what to do with that boredom.
Well,
and it was music.
I grew up on a farm where we didn't have livestock, and we just grew corn and beans. So when you're sitting around watching it grow, you kind of got a little bit of time to play around.
Yep.
Found myself playing a lot in between unloading semis and stuff like that, guitar. I'd just sit in the car and wait for the next load.
When do you start playing? When do you start making music, other than, you know, sort of plugging in and singing along?
I started making music pretty much right away, because I think it grew out of a frustration that when I tried to cover, let's say, like John Lennon or Bob Dylan, I couldn't do it. So what I would do is I would learn maybe two or three chords that they had in their song, and then I would just write my own song, because I was like, I always think it's because it's the easier way out, because creating something new, there's no boundaries. You don't have to follow the rule of whatever chords are in front of you. It's, I mean, of course, you got to follow theory, but basically being able to do what you want. So I kind of started, I think one of the first songs I learned was a White Stripes song, and then the next five were my own.
Really?
Not saying that they're good, but
right. At what point are you starting to think, like, I have to do this? This has to be part of my adult life. I'm not just playing around, and, you know, this isn't kid stuff anymore. This is the direction I need to go.
That was actually something that I realized quite late. Actually, right when I was finishing up college, actually, because we had started the band in college, the Tinderbox, with me and a couple of my buddies, John Wallner and Dominic Osterlo. And, I was going to go to get my degree, my master's in history, and become a professor. But that was kind of around 2008 when we had the crash and stuff. And you know, a lot of those teachers were keeping tenure. So a lot of my professors were saying, you'll get in, I'll write you great recommendations, but I don't know if you're going to find a job, you know, when you get out of grad school. And I kind of was wheeling around and I didn't quite know what I was going to do. And then I ended up performing for the White Wall Sessions when Jeff had started it up. And I wasn't a part of it at the time. And then I just kind of started bugging him, like, do you need any help? I can run a camera. I can't run a camera. But, But finally, I worked my way into doing audio. And once I got there about 3 years ago, I kind of realized, okay, now I can start figuring out how to make this a career, which is still very new and exciting to me to be figuring this out, actually.
All right, it's Moment in Sound, so we're going to ask you to play. Give us an idea of, do you want to talk about what you're going to play? You just want to play it.
Sure, I'll play. Excuse me. This one is actually just called Loafers. It's just a song I wrote about a guy. I mean, I guess it's just about love and how love works in strange ways sometimes, I guess.
You're listening to Moment in Sound on this week's In the Moment, South Dakota Public Broadcasting Radio. My guest, Chad Conrad. And Chad, that just reminds me of like the best job in the world. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's no audience here. It's like you and me.
No, it's great.
Is that freaky for a performer to just, you know, I know there's lots of people listening, but.
I think I'm a little calloused. So I've noticed that because I've done a lot of touring and stuff. So it doesn't make me as nervous, but I've noticed in working with the White Wall Sessions that, you know, there's moments where you got to make these people feel a little bit more comfortable and stuff like that.
Let's talk about White Wall because season premiere.
Yes, we have the season premiere is actually this Saturday on Kelloland at 10:30. We're on our fifth season.
Wow.
This will be the premiere of season number 5.
All right. I think everybody knows, but if they don't know, live music recorded in the studio down at Last Stop CD Shop.
Mm-hmm.
People can come in and see the show as well.
Yes, we actually have one more event this Saturday, literally the same day in the afternoon, though.
Okay.
So at 2:00 on Saturday, we have this group from, I'm not sure exactly where they're from, but Glenn's Neighbor. They are a 7-piece kind of Americana group. Their latest album was produced by Dave Simonette of Trampled by Turtles. We're really excited to get them in. They have pedal steel, dobro, mandolin, acoustic guitar, electric guitar, drums, you know, just a great Americana sound, actually.
So what's the challenge as an audio engineer with all those, you know, different instruments, different voices, different groups coming in? is hard to capture sort of the energy of that performance, or is it second nature to you?
I found that it's very key that the second that they arrive, that we get them acclimated to the room is probably the best way to put it, where we bring them in and we let them know that they are comfortable. Like, right. Get them comfortable in the space is the most vital to capture it. I've kind of learned throughout the years how to properly capture it, so I'm a little bit more confident with this last season, but it's definitely a continual learning experience for me as an audio engineer. Like, we just had our first pedal steel in this year, you know, and I was kind of nervous. I'm like, how do you mic it? Oh, you're just playing it out of an amp. I'll put a mic right in, you know. Right. You just kind of roll with it, you know. And I think the most vital part is really talking with the artist when they come in and getting them comfortable with the space, I guess.
So how come? So that they're relaxed and play?
Mm-hmm.
So that, okay, that's it. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, it's just as simple as making them, because we have a giant screen, like with four different camera angles, and we have we have a live audience that sits in. So it's kind of the worst. I always say it's the worst of both situations, you know. It's literally you got a super quiet audience, right. Phone silent, nothing happening, nobody talking in between songs. And then you also have the idea of you're in a studio recording with six cameras on you. So I always joke with them to try, you know, just be like, it's the worst of both experiences.
But what comes out of that?
Well,
when it works, when it really clicks,
And we found that artists really love it because of that attentive audience. You know, right away it's a little nerve-wracking, but after they finish that first song and the crowd kind of erupts with cheering, and they kind of get that little, you know, it feels good. You know, like, you know, as I can say that from an artist perspective, to have a room full of people quiet and really listening to your music and watching it, you know.
And valuing it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, the whole experience says this is important.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Play something else for us, please.
This one, actually, I just wrote a few weeks ago, actually, so it doesn't really have a title, but yeah.
Winds, they howl in your mind. no grace, no grace of the ponds, no grace of the ponds, no grace of the ponds.
Chad Conrad on Moment in Sound. He plays with the Tinderbox tonight at the Icon Lounge. It's the Four Winds Festival. Lots of bands there. You can find out more on Facebook. We'll put some links up on our website after the program, sdpb.org. And this week I've been thinking about scarcity because I just put up on the blog a conversation with Rachel Reese, Her Crooked Heart, and she talked about musicians supporting each other. And it seems that that's what White Wall has really almost revolutionized. That's maybe too strong of a word, but it doesn't feel like it. It feels like you're in that area with White Wall Sessions. You're a musician. What is the role of really supporting, you know, is that there's enough audience for everyone here? Does it builds on itself?
Exactly. Well, and I think you just said it right there. I think the most important aspect of an artist is the audience. I think it's important for people to realize how much artists rely on an audience. Not necessarily for approval. You know, it's not necessarily that an artist needs approval from an audience, but they need that support in essence. And I think it's important as a community to show that support. And I think that's kind of what, you know, all of us at the White Wall like to do. I mean, I feel you guys here with what you're doing within the moment, it has a lot to do with that as well. And just really kind of, you know, making it a point to show artists that they don't have to go to, you know, I suppose closest place, Minneapolis, Chicago, or LA, or New York. You can create something great right here in Sioux Falls. And I think that's kind of always been my goal, not only as an artist, but as a fan of all the artists that are around here, you know, because I was one of them. I wanted to leave. But then I started realizing I love South Dakota and I really want to be here, and there's no reason why I shouldn't be. And it's kind of great to see like that renaissance that's kind of existing, because I think some of the catalysts have to be people who are not only artists, but also just love to support the artist.
Right.
And I think that has a lot to do with the audience as well.
And you get to do both.
Yes. I'm spoiled, I guess.
It does sort of feel like a renaissance right now. And part of that has to do with the internet, and has to do with some of the other opportunities. But it seems like there's a lot of places to play live.
And a great thing that I'm realizing is I love the fact that there's more places to play live. And some artists may not agree, but it's background music. You know, just as I just did an event this past Wednesday where I was just 2 hours of background music. And for a town to have something like that, that means a lot, because they could just as easily turn on an iPod and play music for 2.5 hours. But they want to have an actual local artist there. That's huge. That's really huge.
What's the impact of that for a community then?
Well, I think it creates an expectancy, and it kind of comes back to that audience where, you know, we as a community become to expect local art to be wherever you go. And that's great. And when you can have a town like that, that's exactly what you want. You know, well, maybe I do, but it's subjective.
Me
I
too.
Suppose.
I agree with you. Chad Conrad, let's do one more song on your way out the door here tonight. You can see the Turner Box at the Icon Lounge for the Four Winds Festival. Leave us with something on the way out the door.
Okay, this one is I wrote when I was with my wife and her family down in Brazil. I wrote it for her as I was saying goodbye. It's called Our Corner.
Across an ocean, but my feet all weak, couldn't last to my house. So away with your sentiments. But as I smoke my last cigarette, I think I'll blame it on the week that lies ahead. But it's the same as it always is. And all I'll need is just a guarantee that our corner lay calm against the street.
Chad Conrad, thank you so much.
Thank you.
See him tonight at the Icon with the rest of the Tinderbox. White Wall Sessions, Season 5 premiere, Saturday on Kello.